It's not real. He's a narcissistic psychopath reading from a script. So say the parents of slain student Lee Matthews of her killer, Donovan Moodley. On Friday, the convicted murderer tried to convince the parole board to set him free, saying he's sorry for his crime. If he was genuine, say the Matthews, he would tell everything he knows. Instead, Moodley stuck to a long discredited version of events about what happened in July 2004. The parole board accordingly denied his request, saying not doing so would be an insult to justice. You'll remember, of course, he was sentenced for life for the murder, 15 years for kidnapping, and another 10 for extortion. Because, of course, he abducted Lee Matthews at gunpoint, demanding 50,000 rand from her family. But when it was paid, he never set her free, and instead he killed her. But did he act alone? That's information we still don't know. Joining me now is Rob Matthews, who is, of course, Lee Matthews' father. Rob, thank you so much for talking to us. I hope you and the family are holding up.
Thank you, Ramon. Great pleasure. Thank you. Yes, we are. It was a tough day, but we're getting through it. Thank you.
I would imagine the decision, of course, was obviously a relief to you and your family.
Yes, I think it's at this stage, the chairman of the parole board said it's a recommendation that goes to the minister because that's what happens with lifers. But he did say that, in fact, if Moodley was granted parole, it would be an insult to justice. And we're really happy with that, with the way that he saw it.
Whenever he's eligible to apply, I suppose one might argue it is his right, but he does put all of you through this anguish, doesn't he?
You're right. It's a system. It's something that it's his right to make that application. He was gifted by two court cases that brought his time a lot earlier. You can't be, I suppose that's the Constitution and that's the way the law works. But it doesn't take into account the second round of emotions that one goes through. And in Moodley's case, I mean, he's had so many appeals, six odd appeals, and the latest was in 2018. So we keep on running on this treadmill of emotions. And anyway, it is what it is, and one just has to keep go the distance. I think the sad part is that we're lucky we can do that. How many people are denied that opportunity of getting justice or at least having this opportunity to meet at parole board? That's the part that makes me really sad.
I suppose, I mean, obviously we know nothing can ever bring Lee back, but what must be really painful for you as a family is that he insists on repeating long discredited versions of what happened and still won't tell all he knows.
That's right. And we heard another version on Friday. So we've now had about the fifth version of what's happened. But mind you, it was surreal. We sat and listened to his side of the story, and at one stage he says to us, he was very sad and thought about Lee when he was at his graduation, knowing that she would never graduate. Now, how does somebody make that statement to the parents of the person you've murdered? So there's something really wrong with him. There's something really wrong in the process, and one wonders, can people like that ever be rehabilitated? It just was surreal.
You mentioned
a number of those examples. Sorry.
You mentioned, of course, you being in the fortunate position of being able to engage with the system, but many other families cannot. What would you like to see happen in terms of how this kind of thing is handled?
I need to reflect on Friday and give some thought as to, because if you're going to criticize, you better have some solutions as well. And you're right. I think that there needs to be. The part that I think worries me most of all is that you have the hunter looking after the chickens, and there's no checks and balances in the correctional services system that allows for outside peer independent thought and evaluation. And I think that would go such a long way to making a difference. And because if parole boards got reports that perhaps had a balance, and it's hard for me to say that the one that they got didn't have a balance, but it seems to me that too often people are let out on parole, and when you hear the facts, it's a no-brainer that they should have stayed in jail. So that means there can't be checks and balances in the system. So that, for me, would make a big difference.
And not just because a case is well-publicized and has received some prominence and attention in the media.
Yeah, and you're so right. And if we can try and do something to change it, that would really be our wish. I mean, it can't. You see, Dr. Labuschagne joined us at that hearing, and he put a tweet out which I thought was so meaningful. His tweet was, "No, this is not a race to free criminals. There is an element, a significant element, that constitutes punishment for the crime that was undertaken." And I think too often it sounds like we're on a race to rehabilitate criminals. What about the punishment element? And I don't think that we should ignore that.
Absolutely not. Appreciate your time, Rob. Regards to Sharon and the whole family, and good luck to you and your family.
Thank you, Gordon. Thank you so much for your interest.
All right, Rob Matthews there, the father of the murdered student Lee Matthews. Donovan Moodley, of course, applying for parole, and at least from the parole board's decision, has been denied. The final decision, of course, rests with the minister, but I don't see how he's going to reverse it.